97. Staying in touch with old friends. I recently met a friend I hadn't seen in ages. He said that he'd been busy and also didn't really know how to contact me. I told him the same. The truth is, we have a few mutual friends, and if we had really wanted to contact each other, we could have. But with busy schedules and family life and all sorts of things going on, well, I guess we just lost touch. So I got to thinking about the people I am in touch with now and those I'd like to contact. I have a lot of friends and acquaintances, but I used to have many more. Somewhere along the line, we just lost contact with each other. I'd like to contact some of my friends from high school. I'd like to say hello to some of the people I used to know in New York and California. I know I could do it. It wouldn't require me to bend over backwards, but I'm not sure if I should. I mean, I have my hands full right now, with family and work. Plus, I have people that I'm in contact with now, and I feel kind of guilty that I'm not able to spend more time with them. Who needs more guilt? Not me. Talk about it. What kinds of things do you do to stay in touch with friends and family? With my immediate family, I call and talk with them at least once a week. But what about distant relatives? How often do you meet your old friends? How about your close friends? Do you find that your family life or work life prevents you from getting together as much as you'd like? Do you mind writing group emails where you tell everyone all at once what is going on in your life? What do you talk about when you contact an old friend? Are you ever able to maintain contact with old friends? What methods do you use to find your friends from high school or university? Do you find that you still have things in common with your friends after not seeing them for a long time?